Past the control room and through the nursery, Jeff Hicks is standing in the growing room of the standard 40-foot Connex. While spinning exhaust fans and glowing purple lights regulate the temperature of the container, Hicks takes inventory of its 600 seedlings.
Mizuna, mustard, watercress, we have spinach, kale.
Right now, Arctic Greens can grow 45 different plant varieties from hydroponic seeds. And once the operation is fully up and running, this one Connex will deliver 450 heads of local produce each week, even in the middle of winter.
Red lettuce, green lettuce, butterhead lettuce, we have basil, cilantro, several other different herbs.
Hicks is the chief operating officer for the Kigik, Tagrik, and Yupiak Corporation, which owns Arctic Greens. He says KIC started the subsidiary last fall after discussions with Vertical Harvest, an Anchorage company that designs and builds hydroponic containers. According to Hicks, the deal was sealed when they sent him back to Kotzebue with a special souvenir.
I actually brought 4 heads of lettuce from one of the hydroponic units, and I talked to the manager over at the AC store, and I said, hey, if we brought you this, would you buy it?
I said, yeah, if you could grow in town, it'd be a great thing for Kotzebue.
Rob Boudreaux is the manager of Kotzebue's AC, owned by the Alaska Commercial Company and one of the few grocery options in town. He says the store will have a special section for Arctic Greens produce, which will come from just a few blocks away, as opposed to hundreds or thousands of miles.
It's a good deal for the citizens of Kotzebue. Better produce, no travel time, no sit and wait in different locations, and it'll just be fresher by the time it gets to the store.
Hicks says the corporation is still talking with AC about how to price the vegetables, and he declined to share the cost of the custom-built Connex, which was specially outfitted for the Arctic and flown into town on a C-130. But he says growing the produce locally will save on shipping, and therefore save customers money, not to mention the other big advantage of Arctic produce.
No pesticides, and they're not genetically modified, and it's not organic, but it's really as close as you can get.
If the pilot phase goes well this summer, Hicks says KIC plans to purchase 3 more Connexes and expand the operation in Kotzebue. After that, he says the corporation hopes to start hydroponic projects in other communities, including Nome. KIC has already signed a memorandum of understanding with the Alaska Commercial Company, which would sell the locally grown produce at stores statewide. In Kotzebue, Arctic Greens will harvest its first crop on June 21st, and the produce will go on sale at AC soon after. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Laura Craigle.